This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A nonprofit connected to Governor Jared Polis will have to pay a fine for breaking the state's campaign finance laws. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The group Boldly Forward Colorado spent more than $300,000 supporting Proposition HH, last year's failed Democratic tax measure. That was a big enough chunk of Boldly Forward's expenditures that the group should have registered as a political committee and reported its donors to the state. The group recently agreed to reveal some of the donations it's received and pay an $18,000 fine. That fine was significantly reduced because the group cooperated, according to the Secretary of State's office. Boldly Forward Colorado was founded to help Governor Jared Polis, but they say he's not a current decision maker. The case began with a complaint from conservatives, who now say the settlement was too lenient. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new report from the El Paso County Coroner shows fentanyl was the most common drug involved in accidental overdoses in 2023. Methamphetamines previously claimed more lives. The report showed the number of fentanyl-related deaths increased last year, but the rate of increase was slower compared to the past 5 years. RTD is celebrating 50 million A-Line passengers since the line to DIA opened 8 years ago. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports the agency is resisting calls for upgrades to the line.
Denver International Airport officials want to expand Peña Boulevard, but a number of city councilors wanted DIA to look into whether it could fund A-Line improvements instead. City Councilor Flor Alvidres, however, says RTD convinced her to change her vote on the issue, to go ahead with a study that leaves out any A-Line upgrades.
I can't imagine why RTD wouldn't be fighting for some funding to make the train service better.
RTD says it didn't try to sway Alvidres one way or the other, but it did confirm that it doesn't have any plans for big upgrades, saying it's prioritizing other projects instead. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.